Blog Talk Radio.
Guys in for a treat, because Miss Ruth, the raw Ruth who tells the truth, is in the house this morning. Hey, Ruth.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. So glad you could make it. Listen, I want to tell our guests very early, if you want to have a reading with Ruth this morning, she's only here for a short period of time. You need to go ahead and call us at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Have your questions ready. Okay, so it'll be a short show today. We're normally 90 minutes. Today will be 45, so you better call in early. 914-338-0590. Well, you know, before we get into our little chat this morning, let's get Dr. Reggie to do our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for universal power and the gift of insight. And may the road be open to those people who truly seek an answer they can live with, and a truth seeker in the kingdom. We thank you that you have given us providence for divine insight, intuition, and the power to discern what is and what is not. And we thank you for the angels and all the invisible spirits who are here to help us as humans on earth. We believe it is so. So it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Okay, so, Ruth, we're waiting for people to join us this morning. We have a couple of people in the room, but no one's pressed one yet, so I'm not going to force them. But anyway, you know, last night I was fiddling around on the internet, and I ran into this thing called Second Life. It's a virtual world. Have you heard of it, Ruth?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. You select an avatar. So it's like this figure, and you can go into these different locations. And I think the thing I love the most is that you can transport to a location, or you can fly and levitate, walk, and your avatar does all of this, and it's just, and these are different worlds that people have created. And so last night I went to a universalist church for a message, and it was the most amazing experience. I mean, you know, they had all the ritual where they lit the chalice, you know, and had, you know, an opening welcome to you. You know, wasn't quite like a prayer, but it was a prayer. And then she delivered a message, and the message was about change and how we face change. And what was very different was that she would have a section, you know, she posed a question to the group, and then you chat with other people. They're all sharing their experiences with change and everything and how they were handling it. And it was really nice. It was a nice way to meet people. But I don't know.
So it was interactive?
It was very much interactive because I didn't even know how to move. Okay, I couldn't even walk. And people, you know, they were telling me what to do, how to make myself move, how to make myself sit. And so it was very interactive. And the service was interactive, which I thought was, it was really amazing. And at the end of the service, she says, okay, we're at the end of the service. We're going to dance now. And she puts this music on. And she could control everybody in the group. So we were all had the same dance steps, and they were pretty cool. I wish I could dance like that in real life. Not to the music. It was just so much fun. I felt like I'd gone out to for an evening. But I loved the order of the service, which was kind of interesting. Who would think you could enjoy something that much, you know?
Well, it sounds like it was I can't think of the word. You had an out-of-body spirit while you experience while you were still in body.
Yeah.
And it was interactive. That's the virtual reality.
It was a virtual reality, and it's just and the technology is absolutely amazing. Absolutely. So anyway.
I love technology.
I do too. I do too.
I embrace tomorrow. I love tomorrow.
Me too. I love, and this is a wonderful time to be alive. It really is. And I think the thing is that it really, on some level, shows, is demonstrating that we are not tethered to our bodies. If we can get past, and we've had this conversation before, Ruth, if we could get past our bodies, it would just liberate us so much. We invest so much in our bodies.
Yeah, the mere fact that we can have a telephone conversation is proof that we are not tethered to our bodies.
Uh-huh.
You know, right now I'm in one location, you're in another location, and it's like mental telepathy that's been given a voice.
Yes.
You know, we're able to communicate.
I think that we're moving more and more away from having that face-to-face. Typing and communicating with the written word has become very important right now. But I believe it's an intermediate step, you know, to...
I'm sorry.
That's okay. The next evolution for us will be to just communicate in mind. So we've already eliminated the spoken word, and now we're down to the written word. And the next will be just in mind and vibration.
Well, you know, the typing is actually imprinting energy.
Uh-huh.
You know, taking it from invisible to visible.
Yep.
And we place it in an electronic state, which allows it to transfer, to travel, to stay in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so once again, we're looking at the invisible that's turning into the visible.
Yeah.
It's transferring into the visible.
Right, exactly. We are so quiet this morning. This is so unusual. Nobody wants to talk.
Oh, where's everybody? Where's everybody?
I don't know. Here, hold on one second. Good morning, this is Cynthia. You're on the air, area code 401.
Hi, Cynthia. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll bite.
Oh, good. It's usually a full house. I guess everybody overslept this morning.
It's one of those days.
What's your name?
This is Erica.
Oh, hey, Erica. I should know your number by now, huh?
Yeah, no problem. Can I ask about my oldest daughter? Her name is Kira, and she's 18. She's graduating high school, and she seems to really sort of be up in the air about where she's headed for college. So I wanted to see what Ruth saw for that or Dr. Reggie.
Okay, she's headed off to college?
Yeah, but she doesn't, you know, she just isn't sort of seeing where she's, what she wants to do.
What is her birth sign?
She is a Capricorn, January.
But, you know, for some reason, the first thing I picked up with her is that she likes long-term relationships. You know, she's a very caring individual. And I see in her future, I see a lot of women around her, you know, as a support system. That might have started already, you know. There's inside her head that might, one of the things that might be holding her back is the way she's thinking in terms of money. You know, certain things that she might want or desire. She feels hopeless to achieve because of money. Has she mentioned anything like this to you?
She's always like gotten a summer job that made good money, and she probably does worry that she won't get a job where more will come in. Maybe that's what's holding her back from picking a career.
Okay. Does she feel that she's going to have to, is she interested in going to college?
Yeah.
Okay, because money, she's interested in money, which is sort of typical of a Capricorn, you know? She likes to voice her opinion.
Sorry?
Did she just have a birthday?
She did. It was on the 7th.
Yeah, and I think that she's concerned because at 18, she's ready to be in college, not graduating from high school, but be in college. So she hasn't made a decision yet. She's going to at some point. And right now she has a little bit of fear and trepidation, like Ruth said, about the future and about her finances and what's going to happen. She needs a role model, and she needs some coaching to let her know there's nothing to fear, that she'll be okay. Make up her mind and make a decision and go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's always been indecisive. I mean, she's very firm that she knows what she doesn't want, but she's indecisive about what she does want.
Yeah.
And she's really grouchy.
Well, that's the Capricorn. You know, that's just the way it comes. That's the way it comes packaged. You know, they have a very serious bite, you know, bark, I call it, right? But they have really, really good, gentle hearts. But that's just, you sort of get used to that because they're very kind and loving people. But what comes out of their mouth does not necessarily represent it. You know, most of them are that way.
Yes. She's teaching us patience.
Yeah, you know, because, what you know, the way she expresses herself can be really, really severe. You know, it's a bark, you know, it's a bark. But,
yeah. So it looks like,
you know, engineering, you know, things that are technical like that, she seems to be, you know, she go toward that. And anything that is involved in finances.
Okay.
You know, long-term loans. This girl likes money, and she likes, you know, she just likes money, you know.
Yes.
She likes the idea of money, being around money. You know, so anywhere that her, you know, her career places her, where she's, you know, can deal with money, banking.
Yeah.
But engineering, for some reason, I keep hearing engineering, you know.
So
you know, you have to, in order
attitude.
To get her, excuse me? Go ahead.
She's got an anatomy class right now that she'd love. So I'm wondering if she'll do anything with, you know, medicine or something that involves the human body.
Well, if she goes in that direction, it would have to be the computer generated or the engineering department, not necessarily, you know, the presence in terms of dealing with the physical body, but things that surround that. And there's a lot of energy medicine, you know, energy engineering, you know, like for prostheses or just operations, period.
Ah.
And, you know, in a situation like her, I would guide her to say, okay, find a career that's something that you like, since she likes anatomy and physiology, you know, and then look into this career and find out which area in 20 years is going to bring in the most money.
Yeah.
You know, once she finds out which area, you know, is going to bring in the most money, she'll know how to direct her degree toward that area.
Okay.
And, you know, the motivation for the money will overcome the challenges. You know, okay. You have to give her a situation where money is way at the top of her priority.
Gotcha.
And once she, you know, once she aspires to that, she can bring forth and develop her other gifts. But motivation, money motivation is one of her attributes. She doesn't mind working at all.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. Okay.
No, not at all. She doesn't mind working, you know. She's a hard worker, you know. But in that area, something engineering, you know, finances, you know, in that, for some reason, I'm hearing those two things.
Yeah.
You know, but just show her the money, and she will grow toward that objective.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
Erica, you're going to stay around. You're going to stick around for a while, huh?
Yeah, so I'll just listen.
Oh, okay. I'll leave you up on the board.
Thanks.
Okay. We have a question that's coming from the chat room this morning. Alicia has, she's, hold on, let me find it. It moves so fast. She was wondering if you have something that she can say to her mother-in-law who had to put her puppy down.
Okay, that sounds more like Dr. Reggie.
You know, when animals lose their life, and you're right, it does, it touches me very deeply. I had a chow, and I love this dog, and I talked to him like a human being. And the day I was going to work with Cynthia, that's the day he died, I talked to him and said, oh, my God, you are so beautiful. I don't know what I would do if something happened to you. And that day, the gardener let the dog out. He got hit, and he was still living and stayed alive until we got home. And after we took him to the vet said the only one thing to do, the humane thing to do, was to let him down, take him down. That went through me like a ton of bricks in the hurt. But I tell you, the only thing you can tell someone is that you love them and understand that this animal means a lot to them. And animals do have souls. Hello. So you know they always do exist, because after the animal died, Cynthia saw him one day in the mirror, or by the mirror in the living room, and I saw him too. So I know that they love you, and their love goes beyond the physical death. It's a connection. You know, some people's soulmates are even animals. So they're a very powerful part of our lives. And you talk to them and see them in your dreamscape, they still love you, and they still are alive in your heart. Tell her that this animal is still alive, even in her heart, and will still be alive for her.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she has a lot of guilt, but it was the best thing to do, the most humane thing. And 9 times out of 10, this, you know, we've had a pet psychic on, and she says they are so grateful to be released, and they understand when the end comes, when the time comes, and so she should bear no guilt about it. I hope that helps you, Alicia. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. Good morning. Area code 646, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 646.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful this morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. This is Kayla.
Hey, Keila, you have a question for Ruth or Dr. Reggie?
Yes. I called last week, and I wouldn't want to say it's about Sean again, but I have been talking to him, and it's like he still has a roll up. regarding this whole communication New Year's Day thing, and I'm like, are you serious? I just wanted to know some more energy and how I can help add some more honey to the situation.
Okay, so I'm having trouble hearing you. Ruth, could you hear her?
No, I was having trouble also, scratchy.
It's like you're rattling some paper or handling some paper, and it's distorting your voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That's clear, okay. Right.
Okay, I apologize for that. I wanted to know where am I at with Sean now, because I'm still...
Could you speak up a little louder, please?
I wanted to know where am I at with Sean. That's all.
Where are you what?
You want to know where you stand with Sean?
That's the status
of your relationship with Sean?
That's correct, ma'am.
Yes.
She's saying yes. Could you hear me, Ruth?
I heard you.
I think you called in last week, didn't you?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, so she called in last week. Did you speak with Ruth?
No. I spoke with Reggie.
Okay, she spoke with Reggie.
Okay.
So you're looking for a follow-up, Reggie?
Yeah.
Can you recall the conversation?
Yes, and I think that there's been some relationship issues where it's back and forth, and not knowing where it's going. But, you know, it's a brand new year, and everybody is stuck on what am I going to do with my life, where am I going with my career, where's my money, my relationship is screwed up, where am I going to go to get it fixed? But you know what? It takes time. And it takes effort to have a great relationship, believe me. You have to love the person no matter what. And they have to love themselves no matter what. Enough capacity to love you. And I think with Sean, his energy has a good vibration to his name. He's a leader and wants to do things to do the right thing. But I also feel this. In his past, there was someone or some person that's trying to hold him back and hold him grounded to themselves. You may not want that. So let him release that energy and move forward. But in terms of your relationship with Sean, it's a good one. Don't force him. Allow him to come forth. Simply allow him to step up to the plate and allow him to be the man he wants to be with you. Understanding and love. Those are key issues right now, and it will work out.
Okay. What was your name again?
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's Kira.
Kira. What is the situation with you and money for a house? Possibly rent, mortgage, you know, money that concerns a house. What is your situation there?
It's cloudy. To say the least.
Okay, you want to talk about that? You want to give me some more information? Are you seeking money for a house, for rent? Piece it together for me, because I'm picking up something there.
Yes, I'm seeking money for mortgage. I mean, I have, but it's a little complicated because it's my mother being complicated.
It's what, dear?
It's my mother being complicated.
Okay, because, you know, for some reason, more money is involved in the situation, you know.
What's happening with your mother?
What's happening with my mother?
It's a financial thing that's looming to the front, you know, that's resonating, you know, and I'm trying to piece it together because it has something to do with your relationship.
Oh.
Ruth, she was saying her mother is complicating things. Isn't that what you just said?
That's correct. Regarding mortgage, yes.
Okay. See, I'm really and truthfully, we're having a hard time hearing you. So I'm trying to make sure that Ruth is getting all of the information. So she needs to you need to tell Ruth what's going on with your mother.
And the money for the house. No, you. Focus on you and this man you're talking about. What's happening with you in terms of the relationship with the money for the house? You and him.
We don't live together.
But what is? How would he? How would it tie in? It's a tie in there between. Because you're disappointed about something to do with money for a house, and you really, really want information on that.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about what you really call for. Okay, let's get to that, right? Because right now you're being extremely patient, but you got a lot of issues, a lot of problems. There's arguments and confusion, and there's a whole bunch of activities going on. And there's also a lot of reasons that these things are taking place. And your situation there looks sort of hopeless. And you're looking for a way to shine a light on it. You have this friendship that sort of complicates things. Money, coming to you for money. Are you going to someone for money? Now.
I'm not going to anyone for money. I'm working.
No, I'm saying either you're going for somebody money or somebody's coming to you for money. Somebody's seeking money from you. In terms of this relationship that you're talking about.
He's not coming to me for money.
Okay, what is it then? What's with the money? There's a lot of money surrounding you, and a lot of things to deal with money, and a lot of things to do with this house. There's another issue that's way bigger, but eventually it's going to tie itself in to this relationship you have with this man. Because it seems like this house situation with this money is a big focal point. Are you picking up on what I'm talking about?
Right, but it's not pertaining to him. It's pertaining to my issue with the money. Part of it is dealing with my mother.
Okay. So when I talk to you about that, what does it resonate? Because it's a hell of a lot going on about that.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes.
A situation that seems hopeless. It's like you have me focusing on him, but the spirit world is bringing me all this information on this house and this money. You follow me? For some reason, they're like, that's the card that really needs to go on the table. And, right now, there's a lot of things going on that you don't like, There's some love in here, a lot of love, but you're not even care for that. And then your faith is down, and you want to bring your faith back up. And, and in the process of bringing your faith back up, there's something to do with work that's concerning work. I'm trying to piece this, this situation together because it's like, it's clouded because there are other issues that are up front, and it's almost like a veil situation. Where there's more knowledge. In other words, this has to do with money coming in, information about money coming in, money that's being transferred. There's a lot of issues about money. And in addition to that, with this relationship with the, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What is, you're a little, I can barely hear you. That's why I keep, asking your teachers.
It's my phone.
I'm
so sorry.
It's my phone. No, what's his name again?
John.
Okay. Now, in this situation with John, you're the one that has the money in this relationship, the material things. Everything's on your side. But he helps you. He's able to help you with emotional matters. Y'all have some issues because you've also invested in this relationship. And the one thing that you really don't care for is that he seems to have a lot of females around him. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. Now, I'm trying to unclutter this because I'm digging, you know, because you're not giving me a lot to work with, so it takes me a little long because I got to dig so deep, right? And there's another situation here where there's a man who's either in a relationship, but this man has money, and this man's situation is content. And there's, I see his energy present also. And this is a situation where a major change could be brought about, you know, and there's money. There's a lot of undercover stuff going on here. I know you're on the radio, you don't want to come out, but it's a lot of, you know, your story is a big story. You follow me? Your relationship with him plays a role in it, but outside of your relationship with him, you got this whole other issue going on that has to deal with financing, a financial issue. You understand? And, you know, it's almost like your mother doesn't want, you know, him to play a role in the struggle. You know, it's something going on here that, but your mother, you know, she can have a very mean streak, and she does have a backup plan. You know, she's not playing. You understand?
Yes, she does have a mean.
You know, the issues are the money and the house. She's going to keep it. You understand?
Yeah, but she's not.
She's very upset. She's very upset because she feels that you are ruining her reputation. It's very stressful, and you know, if she has to force the situation, she has the hand to do it. You follow me? She is the one that, you know, can determine what this woman's not playing. You understand?
Right.
Because she has said that she's not going to let you subject her to any confusion. You understand?
Right. But I think,
and this man, and she feels that this man is not going to be a part of the equation.
So, Ruth, I think she's trying to talk to you. Give her a
moment. I know, but you know what I'm doing? I'm listening. I'm hearing things.
Okay.
And
okay.
I hear them, that's why I have to, you know, say them out, because in order to deal with your question, I have to dig so deep because you hold back a lot. You know,
yes.
So you know exactly where I'm coming from now. So when I'm, you know, as I'm rolling along, it's because I'm going through a cloud.
Okay.
You understand, but it's coming clear and clear. Get it in focus. If you get it in focus, right?
Yes.
Because right now you're very marriage-minded, and you're moving, and the moving that you're doing, it doesn't have a sense of direction. Basically. But to make a long story short, I'm fast forwarding. It turns out okay. You understand? And there is going to be a lot of money that comes as a result of this. Do you follow me?
How does that resonate with you?
Well, I mean, I'm resonating with it, but I'm like, you know, Sean has nothing to do with what's going on between my mother and I, and this has been going on before I met Sean. I just met him several months ago. Now, if you're referring to my past relationship that I'm tying ends with, you know, I'm getting rid of, that may have something to do with it. But my mother has been like this ever since we were half and half on the house. She never wanted me to have part of the house, but it's my divine right to have it, and that's what was given to me on this physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being haphazard about it, but I am not going to fight with my mother. I am not going to be negative. I've tried to talk with her, but she is mean-spirited, and it's been hard for me for years. Hard, to be honest with you, and it hurts me. I'm hurt but I've been eating that up and eating it up for years, and I got sick over it because she will not let go. She will not share with me. She'll share with my other siblings, but this house, it's she and I.
How does she feel about your previous relationship, your selection of men?
My past selection, the last one, turned out not to be good. And, you know, she was definitely supportive. But initially, she tried to sabotage it. I mentioned to her, you know, certain things in regards to the relationship because we ended up getting married. And there was something I shared with her. And she decided to share with him. And I was like, that wasn't your place because when I'm ready to share with him, I'm going to let him know this specific information. But she does that. She's been sabotaging me since I was young, as a child. What do? I have to eat humble pie because I'm like, you know what? You're my mother. You're my mother. So how do I make clear on that when she tries to make me out as a black sheep and I'm the one who's the legitimate one in the family? I'm not doing anything that's illegal. I'm not doing anything that's negative. I try to stay positive. I pray all the time. You know, I go to work. You know, I respect my mother even when I have to eat crow. I still give her that respect. But sometimes in my head, I'm like, you know what? I don't like the way you treat me. But I still give her the respect.
Yeah, one of the, you know, because what I'm picking up is, you know, one of the things has to do with your selection of men and your relationships that, you know, these bring about issues that involve finances. And there's some other things, too, you know, like some habits that, you know, that are, you know, that maybe you have, you know, and it's caused some issues with her. Her thing has to do with possibly blaming you and putting the blame on the men you select. You know, and I'm trying to tie this back into this man that you're talking about. For some reason, there's issues here. Like, if you get into this relationship, it's just going to end up costing you more money. And it puts your life almost in sort of a balancing act. And only thing I'm saying is, like, plan to stay out of relationships that cause you to be unbalanced, you know? Finances, you know, management. But, you know, there's some other issues here that, you know, I could add into this, but, you know, this isn't the format for it right now. Back out of relationship that caused you to be in the situation you've been in the past so that you can, you know, manage your life more clearly and you can go ahead with some of your own personal plans. Okay?
Right. I understand that. And I'm grateful for that. But the whole thing is that even regardless of my choices, I'm not an older woman, but at the same time, I've been out of relationships, and I understand where you're coming from, trust me. I don't splurge on men or whatever, but the thing is that my mother is a little biased. We are of African descent, and pretty much she's left her hands up. She compares me to my sister, who was with a Caucasian, and this Caucasian guy had a lot of money, a lot, very wealthy. And, you know, if I could find that, she would be happy. If I can meet a Caucasian guy. But I'm like, you know what, to each his own. Everyone's different. I like black men. You know,
this to me is a little bit more than a black-white issue. You know, what it's the financial issue, you know, basically. It has to do with money. But, you know, Cynthia can give you my number if you want to. You can give me a call privately, and we can talk this thing through, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome,
dear. Okay, this is our last call for today. Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, wow. Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're great.
We're fine. How you doing?
Okay. I'm going to hold my composure, Miss Ruth. Wow. I listen to the show when I wake up in the mornings and stuff, and the dog woke me up this morning and stuff, so I was tuning in, and I heard Miss Ruth. I was like, yay, Miss Ruth, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. And I was calling if I could actually speak with you and stuff, you know, because something has been laying deeply on my mind since last we spoke, you know, and that might have been about maybe like a week or so ago. I'm not sure. And I'm kind of like worried about, you know, my school studies and my income coming in is just not happening right now, you know. And then do you see a turnaround happening anytime soon quickly?
Okay, I'm trying to remember you. There was a couple of brothers that called in, and I pieced it together a little bit for me so I can create a link here.
I think we was talking about my career at that particular time, and then you were telling me that I should probably go into broadcasting or something like that, you know. And then I started talking with the brother. Forgive me, I forgot his name, but he'd be on the show here every morning, and he was giving me some good counsel.
Okay, then what's your sign again?
I'm a Libra.
Okay. All right, now...
Reggie.
And I suggested that you go into
Dr.
broadcasting.
Reggie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was. I suggested. Did you check it out, the broadcasting?
Well, I'm still kind of like, you know, on the wire about some things and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, because I'm going to. I'm originally from Atlanta. I'm in Wichita, Kansas, right now. And,
okay, I remember you. I remember you well. Okay, dokie, I got it back together. Okay, I got it together here, right?
Okay.
Your situation, right, is going to have to deal with you staying still for a little while, long enough to accomplish something in one place. You understand? So you had moved out there to help your brother,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got you. Okay, you need money coming in, you know, but that money situation is going to straighten itself out. I see that it's going to take place. It does happen. And financially, well, if this is what you're doing, if you're looking for a job or whatever, I see you being content.
Okay. Yeah, I got, like I said, I got a work study that I've been trying to put together since I've been out here and stuff, you know. But as long as I get some things cleared up in Atlanta, you know, with that, then, you know, they're ready for me to go to work out here and stuff.
Right, because it's going to happen, you know, because what it sounds like is you're talking that school language. I hear a lot of that school language. You know, it's clearing up the finances, your financial aid that you use, a portion of it possibly in a school, you know, in Atlanta, and then when you're transferred, you want to continue it. If you have debts that are unpaid, you have to pay off a certain part of it, maybe, you know, find a way for you can transfer it. Does that sound like a little bit of your scenario?
Yeah. I'm working on getting that financial aid and stuff. I was blessed to, I'm a veteran, and pretty much I go to school for free.
Right. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. No, you deserve it.
And so I'm... You know, like I said, I'm blessed with that right there. And, you know, just things recently just kind of like just came to a standstill and stuff, you know. And my classes just started back, and I think I'm taking the two hardest classes I ever going to take in this course, you know. And I just can't, and I didn't, you know, I'm just not seem to, I don't know. It's not... And I'm not interested, but I can't get focused with it right now because...
Might it be because there's so many women around you in your life?
Yeah, I wish, but...
let me tell you, I see women around now. They don't have to be all girlfriends. There's women around you. They migrate to you. and you learn from women.
Yes,
and the women around you, you're surrounded by women. I don't know what you're talking about. I see females, female energies, okay?
Okay.
They go from mothering to nurturing to, you know, drama queens, you know, dramatic issues, you know.
Oh, Lord, you should have been my spirit guide or something.
No, you know. Look around and you find them, you know. They, you know, like this, check out your life. You follow me? And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, you're going to find these females. Like I say, you may not, they could be, you know, they're women. These people got bodies, you know, and they guide you. You're lucky with them, you know. They help you. They put things in place. You know, they could be your guidance counselor. They could be just females. For some reason, they migrate towards you. And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But I do see, I see this energy around you for some reason. There's a lot of female energy. But there are also, too, there's some habits that you got that you're going to have to put in check. You follow me? Because
yes, ma'am.
It causes you to lose. You know what I'm talking about, right? It causes you to be, you know, it causes your failures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it causes the confusion in your life. You follow me? And
yes, ma'am.
That is something that I'm seeing that you need to put, you know, that card on the table first and put it in the forefront. You know, because what you do is not going to necessarily, it's going to interfere with your happiness.
Okay.
You know, it's going to interfere with you creating strong relationships. You understand? And
yes,
you have this thing, too, where because of this thing that we are talking about, this blank line subject, right, causes
mm-hmm.
you to think that people don't like you. You understand? Causes you to be suspicious of people, susceptible. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You are, you know, you have the energy to overcome these obstacles. You follow me? It has, you know, and to go on your spiritual path.
Okay.
You know, just move in that direction. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And there's also a woman who's going to really like you, you know, that if you listen to her, she'll be able to help you pull it together. You know, get your act straight. You got a few habits that you got to get rid of before you can transfer your energies into the direction that's going to bring you true happiness. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. You know,
and the true happiness is out there. It's like right above your head, you know. But you know what you can't take with you in order to access this type of joy that you want.
So, Ruth, I know that you have another appointment this morning, and I wanted to make you aware that it's about 10 till 8. So,
right.
Okay, Miss Ruth.
You know what I'm talking about. You can call me now. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. You know,
okay, darling.
That's part of me reinventing myself while I'm out here.
Okay, yeah, you know, that's the main thing we got to take care of first, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And the rest of the pieces will fall into place.
Well, all right. We're going
to... Okay.
I appreciate you.
You be good. Take care, dear. I appreciate you, too.
All right. I appreciate you all. And
okay.
Y'all have a blessed morning. Peace.
Peace, John.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Ruth.
Yes.
Sayonara, sweetheart. Thank you for joining us this morning.
It was my pleasure, and thank you, and thank Reggie, and everybody out there. I love you all. Take care and have a good day.
All right.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Bye-bye.
It's always fun when you're in the house, Ruth.
Thank you, dear.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you back. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay, so let's go to our next caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? Is this Woody?
Fine. Yes, it's Woody.
What's happening, Woody?
Good. I'm good.
You just missed Ruth, but Dr. Reggie is here.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
I'd like to move. I live in an apartment now, and I'd like to see if Dr. Reggie see me moving from this apartment.
What?
Okay, you have to speak up, sweetheart. I can hardly hear you.
I live in an apartment. I was wondering, Dr. Reggie see me moving from this apartment, getting my own place.
Let me take a deep breath, Woody. Okay. I do see you moving because that's a desire of yours to have an expansive place and be not necessarily another apartment, but a house. Maybe not a big, huge house, but a nice dwelling place to create and do things on your own. I do see it happening, but you know what's going to happen? Later toward the end of this year, you're going to work really, really hard and do a lot of stuff to bring that into your existence, and it will happen. And everything else is going to fall into line, too. Production, relationship, everything is going to be in divine order. I do see it. But just to maintain the premise and maintain the energy that you want that more than anything else and watch it attract itself to you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, 443.
Good morning.
Hey, Cody, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing great, Cody. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to know, too, about my finances and my future as far as employment is concerned.
I see that there's a lot of stress where you're not able to sleep worrying about those finances, and you know better than that. You can't do that. You won't get any. It won't help you. What you have to realize is to be still and to realize the energy of the Holy Spirit is around you and knows what your needs are. Finances are really crazy right now in the atmosphere. And you got to say to yourself, what is it that I really, really want? If I had all the money I needed, what would I do with it right now to help improve my life and my situation and that of others who love me and who've treated me well? What would I do to give back and feel that, not just for you, but for people around you and people who love you? What would you do? Because it's easy to be self-gratifying, self, me, 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 me. But it's more than just you, 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 you. God loves you, you, you. Yes, he does. But the problem is, what am I going to do with this wealth that I have? Let me start by feeling wealthy. My feeling nature is my divine essence. And what you feel, you bring to you. That includes your home and your money and your relationships. All three things that people worry about the most on this line. And when you get the energy and order of who you are, you attract all three in divine order.
Okay.
It takes practice. Practice at home, feeling good. Not to focus on what you don't have and what you don't want. Only see what you do want. If you have to write it down on paper and see it and feel it. If you want to, write a blank check for yourself and put it in your wallet. And every day look at it and say, wow, I just wrote myself a $10,000 check. I am so excited. Thank you, God, every day. Because repeating something creates impact in the universe and on substance. Do it, believe it, and receive it.
Okay. Well, that's certain. That's good. But one more thing, though. I'm still having problems with my hip, my leg, and I wanted to know what the university...
What side is it on? What side is the hip hurting on, right or left?
The right side.
The right side means male energy. The left side means female energy. The right side of your body, your hip especially, talks about how disjointed you feel in standing on a foundation. That represents your house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel safe about your house. Is something wrong with the house?
No. I've been coming to get a loan modification.
Did you get it?
I have it. I did the trial part. but they haven't got back to me is to let me know that they accept my, you know, the trial part that I did, and if so, what will my new mortgage be, you know?
Right, and I think that's what bothers you. That's why the hip is hurting, because it deals with something you're not sure of. But your hip is going to be fine. Know that everything is in divine order, and your body never lies. Your body only reflects what the mind is going through.
Okay.
And what's the other ailment you mentioned?
Well, right now, it's just I'm more concerned with this hip. And, of course, man, I got problems with my stomach and everything, you know. So I don't know. I'm more concerned with the hip because I can hardly walk. I kind of like hip, you know, I'm hopping, you
right.
know. And I'm waiting to see what I talked to a holistic doctor, and I'm wondering what to do because.
But when you go to the doctor, do you see yourself getting healed at the holistic doctor? You don't want something as obstructive or intrusive as surgery that bothers you. And it shouldn't be these cold steel knives on the body. It's not normal. So you're trying to find something more natural and holistic to do. But when you walk into the holistic doctor's office, see how God is entering this man's hands and his energy and how he's speaking to you through this person. And see yourself healed and feel good about the experience.
Okay.
If you don't, you'll always have it until the day you die. So don't do that. Hold on to the promises of God. He wants you to be healed and happy and whole in this life. This is not a broken experience. Your experience with God is always in divine order and perfect.
Thank you.
Believe that in your mind. If you don't, no one else will. So see yourself being healed and healthy, and see yourself believing to be whole and perfect as God made you in the first place as a baby.
Okay.
And hold on to that premise and the promise of God. Hold on to it.
Okay.
And your stomach deals with judgments and deals with things you're not sure of yet. So does the back. If your back bothers you, it's the same thing, not knowing where you want to go and what you want to do. And the stomach deals with severe judgment, especially the lower stomach. So learn to release all judgment and all labels, as Cynthia says on Circles of Prosperity in many of her lessons. When you release, you receive. Release the judgment, receive healing.
Okay. Well, I'm not, you know, I guess it's having to make a decision because, like, with my lower back, I think, too, that I need to, you know, I need to make some decisions. I need to go.
That's what lower back means, decision making.
Yeah. I want to go. I want to stay here in Baltimore. Then I want to come to Atlanta. I feel like it's time for me to change. I need to change. I think it's time for me to be where around like-minded people that I like, you know. And,
right.
And then at the same time, I don't know whether I want to hold on to the house or let it go and just start all over down there. But
called indecision. What you have to do is make a decision in yourself to say, you know what, and whatever decision it is, be fine with it. Be happy with the decision that you make.
Okay.
And God will do the rest. You take one step, God will take two. Know that in yourself. That's how you were born. He created you out of his mind, and you're here now. So learn to respect and honor that wonderful experience as you go through life daily. It's not always easy, believe me. I know it's not easy, especially when you give all your energy in God and love God so much, and things throw you for a monkey wrench into the mix. But you know what? That gives you a challenge to work on and to overcome.
Okay.
And practice every day. Practice saying good things to yourself, positive, uplifting, wonderful things to yourself, not negative, downtrodden things. If you say, oh, my God, I don't have any money. Oh, no. Oh, woe is me. You'll get more of it. You don't want that. You don't want it? Don't say it. Don't even entertain the thought in your mind.
Okay.
Just say, you know what? I'm glad that things are getting better all the time for me. Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. I feel better. My situation is better, and I am positive and a child of God. And God loves me, so nothing can happen to me to harm me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You're welcome, precious. We love you. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
Tina.
Kayla?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I just would like to know, I have a friend, Ernest. I would like to know, should I go out with him?
I like Ernest's energy. I like his energy. He's a nice guy, very calm, beautiful energy. But you don't trust him on some level. Learn to be patient with him and to be calm. Look at everything he does, his eye contact with you, his hand gestures, the way he talks and the way he thinks. Look at those patterns. Not look at just Ernest, but look at what Ernest does and how Ernest thinks. Look at that very carefully. I would say, yes, go out with him. You're not going to marry him, so look right now what he does and who he is and feel the energy of him. Get to know who he is first. And once you do, you'll like him a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. You don't have to give yourself your body and soul to this person on the first date. That's crazy. Learn to respect yourself and respect the holy energy of your body and the sacred space of your body, and he'll respect it too.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there anything else I need to know?
I also feel this. Do you have kids?
Yes.
You have two?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling the energy of those kids, and it's a very powerful thing. You're leaving a very powerful influence on the kids too, Tina, and I think it's really good that you do that. So be very respectful of yourself and the children, and Ernest will fall into place.
Oh, okay. No, for
all right.
Yeah, I've been single, so you're right. No, I really don't, you know, I don't date, and that's just
right.
My choice first, so that's why I'm asking.
That's
because
right.
Then that person, you know, in the energy, and I thank God, you know, that he gives us this privilege. So, no,
yes.
That's okay. If you don't talk to him, it will be okay. But, you know, sometimes you just get a little lonely just with parenthood. But, no, I put God and my children first.
That's right, and that's a very powerful thing to do. And you know what? If that's true, then you know that the energy of God will direct your feet and direct your path to a wonderful person like Ernest. So that's why you're asking, do I really trust him? You should. But you're not giving your whole body and life to him right away. You're learning to find out who Ernest is first, and that's what the first date is all about, to observe.
Okay, nothing, too. I'm getting ready to go with Bishop T.D. Jakes in about 6 weeks. Is there anything else that you suggest that I do? I'm fasting and praying now, but is there anything else? Because I really want to learn a lot from him. He's like a mentor.
Yes. He's a very good person, too. I like what he does. He's a very good business person, and he invested his money well. And he invested in his church members very well. So the thing is, and he's genuine when it comes to God, and he takes it very seriously, and I'm glad he does. But at the same time, no matter who he is and who the mentoring comes from, it is up to you to be guided by the Holy Spirit. It's really up to you. And your children love you, and there's a spiritual link between you and those two kids and between what you do and who you bring into your life. Of course you need companionship. Everyone does. Everyone needs to feel somebody that they can be in touch with and love with and feel the energy of love reciprocated. What you want to do is just observe tonight or whenever you're going to date with him, and he has to respect your children and yourself. If he does, he's a good catch. Just let it be what it is and allow it to happen.
But have I been single? Is it because of the ministry or spirituality? Is that the reason I've been single so long?
That could be because you want to expect so much of a person, and nobody's walking around with a halo in their head all the time. And they're not going to do it. Those wings will be clipped, and the halo will be broken and twisted sometimes. So no matter what happens, we are in human beings, in human form, in these bodies, and we respond and react to certain things. So learn to accept him for who he is and where he's from. If there's something you don't like, say, okay, Ernest, time out. I don't expect you to do that. I'm not doing that to you. So treat me with the same level of respect I give you, et cetera, et cetera. And let it grow. And then
okay.
You can beat him into shape.
I think you've just been preparing. You know, going into your spirit and developing you spiritually, spiritually is very important. And you had the children too. You had to build that foundation in order to build the house for you and your children, a healthy emotional spiritual home for your children. So that was wonderful that you did that. You probably feel strong enough spiritually to look at a relationship, and you feel comfortable with your children and where they are spiritually and emotionally, that you can look at expanding your family and including a man in your family. And it's good that you're cautious and you're in tune with your spirit to say, let my spirit be my guide. You're not in your head. You're in your spirit, and that's very, very good. So this isn't a phenomenal thing. You know, it's a phenomenal thing. The steps that you have made are absolutely phenomenal, and you're correct. A lot of women would allow their loneliness to move them forward. And you make bad choices when you allow your emotion of just take over. It has to be the spirit, what's bringing you joy, and you stop to find out what that is and to identify with it. And I think that's wonderful, Tina.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I put the children first. They've come with me with Bishop Jakes and everything. So, no, they're excited. So, I mean, but I just wanted to know what, you know, my journey was supposed to be. Now, with the father, do you think I'll be able to have I don't really let my son go with his father now. Do you see when I'll be able to let him go with him?
You know, Cynthia gave you some good advice, and I think that it depends. Right now, whatever he did to hurt you, you have to forgive him.
Okay.
And forgive yourself.
I know, but he wants to, he wants us, like, to, he still wants to come over, and I just don't like some of the things that he's done. That's why I don't let him go.
Right. I know that. And you have to forgive him. And you know what? No matter what, let him know there are certain restrictions. If he comes to the house, maybe he doesn't want to come in. He can see the children and, you know, that kind of thing, but you have to trust him enough to let your boy go with him. Why doesn't he want to take the little girl?
Oh, no, that's not her father. Her dad is in Maryland.
Okay. So he wants to take his son with him to stay?
No, like to spend the night, but he just was, you know, he still does some things that I don't think that my son needs to see. And then when my son had gone.
And doesn't feel like it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's just some things that are inappropriate. So, you know, he doesn't really have spiritual conversations like I'm having with you guys.
Right.
He has totally evolved, and he doesn't believe in this. And if you tell me something, I'm like, oh, no, I had a spiritual conversation. And he's like, you listen to them. And I'm like, no, I'm listening to the God within. So he wants us
exactly.
to get back together. He wants us to get back together. And I did stay with him for a very long time because I believe that a woman, you know, should stay with one person, and that's all that the children
right.
should see. But,
you know, it's really hard to bring a person in who's not a believer, and they have a difficulty in believing in the power of God. And it's hard. You're not equally yoked.
Mm.
You're not equally yoked if they do that. And
well,
that's not a good thing to be.
Is he evolving now? Do you see that he's evolving?
I think he's changing, and he wants to, but you can't force a person's evolvement. You have to let them grow on their own. And they got to find God for themselves. You can't make it happen. You cannot make it happen.
Oh, no, I haven't been speaking. You know, well, I haven't had a relationship with him for like a year now, and that's what he keeps trying to come over, and I don't let him. So, you
right.
know, he'll say, I'm going to go to church. I want to get baptized, but you can't do that just because, you know, to get close to us. That should be something that's within your heart.
Right. He's got to feel it from his heart, but you can't judge him either. So what you want to do is say, you know what, that would be great if you're going to church. That would be fantastic. And how do you feel about church? What did you learn? What are you learning? And you can tell from his voice and from his mannerism that there's been some growth. But no matter what, you can't change that. Let him be who he is. And at the time you feel comfortable for him, you can let the son go and then come back to you. And talk to your son privately and have a wonderful spiritual conversation with your little boy and say, you know what? You know we love you. I love you very much. And your father tries to love you in the best way he can. But if he's not talking spiritually to you in a way that you feel comfortable with, let mommy know. And then you guys communicate that way. It'll be fine.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you're saying I should let the father come to the house? He'll be okay?
Yes, I think it will, as long as you're there.
Okay.
So here's what keeps rolling in my mind, so I'm going to share it with you.
Thank you. Number one.
Okay, just take a deep breath, okay? What we teach here in Circles of Prosperity is no judgment and no labels. That's number one. So when you're looking at the father of your son, you can't pass the judgment or the label. That's causing more stress on you because he's not the way you want him to be, or you don't think he's right. There's all this kind of control that's going on. So somewhere in you, Dr. Reggie says forgiveness. To move to a place of forgiveness means to release the judgment and the label. That's very, and you have to understand that this father is on his own path to his spiritual self. Everything that he is doing is in his divine path, on his divine path. And we make that mistake, the things that people do we think are wrong. There is no wrong, there is no right. Everything is in divine order. He's taking this journey and experiencing the things that he needs to experience to learn the lessons that he needs to learn for his spiritual growth, whether he realizes it or not, whether you recognize it or not. So your heart needs to be big enough to love him where he is, regardless of what he's doing. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. I love you. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Reggie, John wanted to share something with you. Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, John.
Hey, I was remembering our last conversation, you know, prior to me talking to Miss Ruth, and we was talking about, because I was asked you about me going to the casinos.
Right.
And the very next day I went, and I walked in there with 20 bucks. And I walked away with $285.
Wow.
In less than 2 hours.
That's amazing.
And I want I just wanted to share that with you and stuff.
That's wonderful. That is great. That is great.
Dr. Reggie said, yeah, go. You're feeling it. You need to follow that. Go.
It's true. Because he was feeling the energy of it. He was. And that's always good. Because I felt that too and did the same thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing the good news, John.
That is good news.
Oh, yeah. I hope that I have more to share soon.
You will.
You will.
I know you will.
Okay, you will. That sounds great, man. I swear, I'm just feeling awesome right now.
On the 17th and 18th of January, you will.
Well, all right.
Okay.
I will keep that in mind.
Okay.
Well, write it down and call us back because I'm going to tell you, Dr. Reggie is very good with dates.
Okay. Yes, I would definitely be doing that. And
okay.
And I just feel that, you know, it just meant for me to be here because for the last two mornings I've just been waking up. And I love Blog Talk Radio because, you know, I'll be doing homework and stuff. So I'll be I make sure I tune in.
Very good. We're glad.
And I'm feeling a good connection with you guys.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I joined Circles of Prosperity website yesterday.
Woo! All right. Thank you so much. We're going to be feeding you. We've got a great book study coming up with Gloria Wells, and it's called Critical Addiction. And the title is a little deceiving, but if you go to our page on that talks about our show, you can see the books that we put up that are potential books, but you'll see a little blurb there on the next upcoming book study. So if you have a chance, you can go ahead and pick up the book now. Gloria is an awesome teacher. You're just going to love it. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of wonderful surprises coming, so this year.
All right.
I'm glad you joined.
Yes. I'm looking forward to receiving and sharing with you.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, John.
All right. Y'all be safe today, and have a good one.
You too.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
All right.
Okay. Good morning. 678, you're on the air. Hello. Can you hear me? 9051, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem, sweetheart. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen. What's going on, Karen?
I just wanted to see, I've got a friend of mine that's needing to move in with me, and she says it's for a short time, and she's in a really bad situation. Can you give me some insight on or you know,
give me her first name. What's her first name, Karen?
Hello?
Yes. What is her first name?
Her first name or mine?
Hers.
Hers is Carla.
I like Carla's energy, but you have to make sure that it's for a short time because I think it may be longer than a short time.
Yeah, because she lost everything. She lost her house.
Yeah, and I think it's going to take longer than a short period of time. She lost everything, including her job and her family and the house and all that stuff. It's going to take time for her to rebuild.
Right.
So you got to be patient with her.
Okay.
If she's a woman of her word, then you have to be patient with her.
Okay.
Does she have kids coming with her?
Yes, she's got a daughter.
Yeah, so it's going to take some time. And it's not. She doesn't want to be in that situation either, because of her daughter, and
right.
It's crazy. And the husband or the man she was with was very crude and caused her to lose everything.
Yes.
So that's the problem with her. And she'll be moving with you. And if you're loving and patient and kind and sweet to her, learn to tolerate another person. It's not easy living with somebody else and with a baby, another girl. It's not a baby anymore, but she's a young girl, you know. So the thing is, it's hard to make everything happen, but you have to act like this is now your family.
Right.
Yeah. And if you are tolerant of that, it's all going to work out well because God is going to bless you and bless her at the same time.
Okay.
All right.
That's just what I wanted because, I mean, she came to me yesterday and she's begging me because she's got nobody. Nobody to help her out.
And she needs that from you right now, the support and the understanding, mostly the understanding.
Okay.
That she has a friend. When there's a friend in need, you are the friend indeed, and she needs that right now.
Okay.
So I'm sending you blessings that your house will be blessed because of her and that Carla will be blessed too with her daughter because
Thank
of you.
You. Thank All you right. so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Wow, that's really sweet. That's really sweet. Okay, we're going to call it a day. I can hear Dr. Reggie's voice. He's getting a little fatigued, but we appreciate you guys so much. I wanted to share with you some things that are going on here with Circles of Prosperity and Dr. Reggie. First of all, Dr. Reggie is moving more into spiritual guidance. I mean, his readings, if you've ever had a full reading with him, people say this is more than a psychic reading. Yes, because he always addresses your spirit. He's always teaching and ministering to you in your readings to bring you in alignment with that divine essence that's within you. And so now he is really committed to your spiritual growth in 2013. He has developed 3 subscription plans. His rates went up this year and for private sessions, but he is offering these subscription plans. If you go to his website, which is ProphetReggie.com, and that's P-R-O-P-H-E-T, REGGIE. You can look at his subscription plans. He has one that is just $19 a month. And it what I love is that it includes a group call. Pretty much we have a group call here today, don't we? It'll be very similar to this environment, except he's teaching, and you will get to know the people that call in on this group every month, and you can share things that are going on with you, things that are making you happy, things that are challenges in your life. He'll coach you through those things, and he has a newsletter that will go out to you. He calls this program the Initiate Program, and it's basically for people who are just beginning to move and on the spiritual path. And he also includes a 20-minute reading every 3 months, because it takes time for you to grow spiritually but make some changes. So he's giving you 3 months with the counseling, the group call counseling, and then you can have a one-on-one 20-minute session with him so that you can kind of set some goals with him in terms of what you want to accomplish. And it's only $19 a month. His next plan is for more seasoned spiritual seeker, people that understand the principles, but they're trying to apply the principles in their life. And that plan is $97 a month. Let me go to his website so I can kind of tell you exactly what it includes. It's so much that he's giving you in these plans, I can't remember them all, so I'll just go here and read them to you. So in the ADEPT program, you get 1 half-hour reading per month. You get a spiritual development class, and let me tell you, you're going to love his classes. We're doing his classes through Google Hangouts. So you need to join Google and then ask Dr. Renji add you to his circle so you can take the class through Google Hangout. Google Hangout allows you to do video chats with each other, you know, so you get a video of him and he sees everybody that's online. And that's usually limited to 10 people. There's a way that we can increase the number, but we're taking advantage of this technology. Most of the people that we know now are not here in Atlanta. We have friends and followers all over the country and even in other countries. So we were looking for an environment that we could meet with everyone and still try to have some face-to-face time. It also includes priority scheduling and emergency readings, a complimentary emergency reading. And you also get invitations to special VIP meetup events. And depending on if we have a city where there are quite a few of you who are part of the ADEPT program, he will travel to that city for a meetup. And so that's great. And then he gives you a $50 gift certificate for a one-hour reading and a $25 gift certificate for a class. And then you get a free monthly newsletter and also special gifts, and that's $97 per month. Now, let me tell you something. His half-hour reading is $125. And in the ADEPT program, you get a half-hour reading every month, plus a class, plus the meetups, plus emergency reading time scheduling, plus a $50 certificate, plus for a one-hour reading, and a $25. So, I mean, it's well worth it just to have that half-hour reading. The savings is significant. His third program is called the Avatar Program, and this is the program where you understand the principles, you're applying the principles, you're living the principles, and so he's moving you more into some of the esoteric teachings such as alchemy and tarot, numerology, shamanism, where you can understand that you are a part of everything. And it also includes his mystery school. Mystery school tuition is $1,500 a year. And so this program is that you get the tuition to mystery school. You get 2 one-hour readings per month. That's worth $500. His a one-hour reading with Dr. Reggie is $250, so you're getting two. You get copies of all of his books. He has 4 books. You get movie passes, spiritual movie passes, and these are going to be movies that he thinks will enrich you, that you guys will have discussions with. He also will have special VIP meetups. You get a $100 gift certificate for a one-hour reading and a gift certificate, $100 gift certificate for any classes. And he has a monthly avatar group conference call. Now, I can tell you the reason he developed this specific program is because he found that people who are serious about their spiritual development, they just grow from having access to his guidance on a continuous basis. He used to do, you know, maybe 1 or 2 clients a year that were involved in this kind of work and time with him. So now he is expanding that. And this particular, the Avatar program is only $450 per month. But how can you place a dollar value on your spiritual development and to work with such a master as Dr. Reggie? He was my teacher. I can tell you that. He was my teacher and a phenomenal teacher, a loving teacher. But you know, some of your best teachers are also very firm with you, are they not? The one statement he said to me that really I couldn't believe, I'm saying, I can't believe you're saying this to me. He said, I'm not here to pacify you, you know, and he because he wants you to be strong and stand on your own. He wants you to have a vision for your life and know that it will come to pass because you are connected mm-hmm. with that divine essence in you. He wants you to discover that God is within you. And you don't have to look outside of yourself or to anyone else to know the truth. The truth is inside of you. You just need the courage to do it and to know how to do it and to know how dependable that source is in your life. Every reading that he's given to people here today has been to tell them to rry on yourself. Open yourself. Open your heart. Get rid of the judgments. It's all going to be okay. Everything is in divine order. So I thank you for your time this evening. Of course, we'll be back next week. We're in a wonderful book right now called Even Mystics Have Bills to Pay. I just love that title. Even Mystics Have Bills to Pay. So, and this is talking about balancing your spiritual life with your earthly life and putting it in divine order. All righty. So listen, you guys have a great weekend. Know that we love you. We love you very, very much. Mm-hmm. If you have the time and if you feel it in your heart, go to our website, circlesofprosperity.org, and click on the donation button on the first page. Make a donation of any amount. We don't really care. It just shows us that you love us, that's all. And we need the love, don't we, Dr. Reggie? Yeah, it helps us with some of the expenses here, and we appreciate it so much. So God bless you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.